Sarah, what is this new vision?
Zuckerberg is basically saying that the future of the company's product development will be focused on encrypted, private, and disappearing communication. So this is a huge departure from what we think of Facebook as the sort of the depository of all of your moments over the course of history.
I think I'm a little confused. Encrypted and disappearing, what does this mean?
This means that Facebook won't be keeping as much of your posts and data that you'll be able to, kind of like Snapchat, they'll be able to have disappearing messages and messages that are encrypted, which means even Facebook won't be able to see what they say.
You know, I think for a lot of people, the issue is less what, you know, the Facebook having access to the stuff we post as it is them handing out access to so many people to our private information.
I think there's that, and I think there's also the problem of Facebook policing its website, and if more of this information is private in such a way that even Facebook can't see what it is, the amount of fake news and violent imagery and terrorist content that could spread there would be so much easier and very unpoliceable.
So how would this fix things? Let's go a little bit deeper.
I think that Facebook is looking to reassure people that it can build a privacy-focused network because, as you said, people are very afraid of Facebook handing over that data or not being secure about how it uses it. And so they're trying to build something that will get people comfortable using the product for maybe more instances of their lives. Right now, people maybe post on Facebook when they have something interesting to say or a big life event, but Facebook wants you to be posting all the time and to smaller groups and in private ways as well.
Do you think the company would be doing this if not for all the privacy scandals?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it has really changed the way governments around the world look at Facebook and consider regulating Facebook. The company needs to prove that it is making drastic changes. And one of the things I keep hearing in my reporting is how the business model itself needs to change. This idea that they are just building these collections of our interests and being able to target us personally, they're not going to change really unless they have an incentive to do it differently. So I think they're trying to prove that they're adapting here. What could happen though is that they don't fulfill these promises or they continue to have privacy scandals, and then, you know, we are going to still see that government scrutiny come down the line.
Right. I mean, if they still make money in the same way, it's hard to see how wholesale the change really will be.
Absolutely. And I think it's also something that's going to give them more data. If they're connecting your identity, this is one of the aspects of the change, they're going to be connecting users' identities across Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, so they'll actually end up knowing more about you by having a whole picture of who you are, okay. Whereas previously people were able to keep those separate.